When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there, what's up? Chris Gillibo here, your host of Side Hustle School. Got a really interesting story for you today that presents an interesting idea. So interesting story first, you're going to hear about an intern who manages businesses for a six-figure income. I guess she's a former intern now because she actually created a new job title that led to a full-time income and a new online course. So a lot has happened here, but I really love this idea of creating a new job title for yourself. Can you create a new job title for yourself or for your hustle or for your service and instantly become more valuable? And I always think when you're like making up a title, who decides these things? Okay, like if you're working in a company, then presumably there is somebody that has to approve that title or generate that title in the first place. But if you're just doing something on your own and you're not claiming some title that requires licensing or, you know, government approval, you can't just go and decide, you know, to be a doctor or something. But otherwise, I remember a few years ago, a couple of friends of mine, this goes back like maybe a decade, I should say, a couple of friends of mine created International Minimalist Day. And that's when minimalism was getting this, you know, lots of attention, big boost. And so they're like, well, let's just make a holiday, International Minimalist Day. And how do they do that? Well, they just made it. They just decided it was a thing, got some people to write blog posts about it. And, you know, now you have this pseudo holiday. So it's not like a nationally celebrated holiday, but the point is they made their own holiday. So what about a job title or service title that you invent? Today's featured case study, as mentioned, did exactly that. She created a service she calls Digital Business Management. What is that exactly? And how was she able to earn this full-time income before actually quitting her full-time job? All right, that's the story. It's coming up in 30 seconds. Quick message from our sponsor. Really appreciate our sponsor, and I appreciate you, our listeners. Stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Daya Kunal likes to say she never worked a 9-to-5 job because it was more like 9 to whenever she finished, sometimes as late as 2 a.m. Maybe some of our listeners can relate. That's the life of climbing the corporate ladder. You have to pay your dues and earn success the hard way. Daya had fallen into the social pressure of working at a big company through two internships. It was 6 months into her stint at the second when she realized something. Doing this her whole life was not how she wanted to exist. Yet she couldn't just walk away. She admired those who quit with no safety net in place, risking it all, but that felt scary. She had no savings and no backup plan. So instead, Daya followed the tried and true model of working on her side hustle while keeping her day job. And she called it try before you buy. As for what her side gig would be, well, she wasn't exactly sure at first, but she threw herself into anything that came her way to try and find out. It started by freelancing as a content assistant. That led to work as a freelance project manager and all-around organizer. She searched for clients any way she could think of, on job boards, freelancing websites, as well as cold pitching businesses where she knew someone. These were all free marketing sources, but they took a lot of legwork. Daya didn't mind. She was still working her day job and considered this a testing phase. In taking on odd jobs for digital companies over the course of a year, she realized that working on small projects was great, But what she really liked was looking at a business holistically, on a process and systems level. Seeing the big picture and then diving into the nitty-gritty details with the business owner was what she excelled at. And it was that service she'd offer, and she came up with her own name for it, Digital Business Management, or DBM for short, something akin to an outsourced chief operations officer. She planned to pitch this service on the pain points it addressed. And this is what her pitch looked like. If you're struggling with getting things done in your business, if you're bogged down by hundreds of Slack messages from your team, if you can't seem to figure out how to set up clear systems or automate your process, I'd love to help. Those words got conversations started using the same sources she'd tried before, job boards and freelance websites. But it still took a while for Daya to be taken seriously in this new role. Her model was to go into businesses and take care of the pain between getting things done and then organizing for things to get done. And that took time to persuade potential customers. But after several months, Daya was soon offering her digital business management services for one client paying a monthly retainer. Focusing solely on that client meant she could do an amazing job, integrate into their business, and really have a meaningful impact in a short space of time. But Daya had a secondary motive, since she knew getting clients would be helped by strong word of mouth. By her second year, she was booked solid, based solely on referrals. This was also around the time she quit her full-time job to go all in, a decision she has never regretted. At her peak earnings as a DBM, Daya takes home nearly $9,000 a month from four different clients, some of which take 10 hours a week, and others that only need a few tasks done now and then. Being a systems thinker, Daya eventually turned everything she knew about freelancing as a business manager into a course called DBM Bootcamp. And since launching earlier this year, it's already turned into another lucrative project. So what does a DBM do, digital business manager? Again, it's essentially a strategic operations person who's looking at both of those things, I guess, strategy and operations. But according to Daya, she's got it broken down: 30% checklist and planning aficionado, 25% manager of all the things, 20% official fire putter outer, 15% behind the scenes ninja, and 10% brainstorming and strategy fiend. I believe that adds up to 100%, but I did not audit those numbers. So I think the key point is what I mentioned in the beginning. This is freelance operations help. It's valuable, but what kind of takes it to the next level is creating a whole brand around it, creating a brand and, as I said, giving it a title like DBM, which I had never heard of before, but that's not surprising because Daya made it up. So she also says, I'm a super risk-averse type A worrier, so I knew I couldn't just quit and make the leap, you know, without a safety net. That's why I spent a year building my hustle to match my full-time income. So, of course, that's very much aligned with our philosophy here at Side Hustle School. If you're a new listener, know that we are all about building security and options, additional freedom and income for yourself in whatever place you are now. So it's not about waiting so much as it is asking yourself, what can you do with the tools and the time available to you now? I'll leave you with that today. Congratulations to Daya. And listeners, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is so much better. To find today's show notes, including links to Daya's work, anything else I mentioned in the episode, just come to sidehustleschool.com/1611. 1611 1611. I also encourage you to subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. Very grateful for anybody who leaves us a rating and review as well. That's how our show has spread all over the world to an amazing community of awesome people such as yourself. Thank you again for joining me today. I hope you'll come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.